10 hits the end text. You have done it. Congratulations, you have escaped. If we zoom out, we can see any kid's face of happiness after they finish a paper maze in the back of a newspaper. If I'm honest, I never really cared for those. Instead, I'm probably one of the biggest Sudoku fans you'll probably ever know. But wait, what is Sudoku? Sudoku consists of a 9x9 grid, which you have to fill with numbers 1 through 9, following 3 simple rules. You cannot repeat a single number in the same row, column, or in a 3x3 square. Sounds easy? Well, the first time I picked it up, it was impossibly hard. I just got back from camp, I had to quarantine for 3 days, and there I was, with my phone, with an app, and being very bad at something. I started, and after 15 minutes, I was done, and I didn't want to pick a single Sudoku puzzle ever again. But hey, isn't quarantine boring? I picked it up and continued. And in 6 months, I finished over 3,000 Sudoku puzzles. Sudokus are all about understanding patterns. And after you finish one, you need to understand how you can apply what you learn and do the following one. So let's analyze the Sudoku placement in the normal newspaper spread. The cover is front and center, with color, with text, with epigraph. Sudokus and paper maxis get lost in the back, in the last page, that nobody reads, and it's seen by editors unimportant. But how can something so crucial to me be so unimportant to so many? The patterns are a matching up. Patterns that helped me solve one of the hardest Sudokus in the world didn't make sense. So as I do, I turn my head around and look for something else. This year, I took Enter to AI, and let me tell you something a little bit scary. Artificial intelligence is getting really good at recognizing patterns, even better than us. For my final assignment this year, I had to do something that made it seem silly, an artificial intelligence that tried to understand if you look more like Tom or Jerry. This was impossible. I stood at my computer, seeing red text pop up, error after error. And guess what? Another error still popped up. This was my final assignment. Half of my grade depended on it. How couldn't I do this? I got so good at recognizing patterns for Sudoku. I couldn't understand this pattern. So it was thanks to my peers and my teachers that I was finally to finish that assignment and be done with it. I'm still keen on artificial intelligence, but I understood that random directions given by strangers can later turn into friends and be the most valuable things you'll probably ever learn. A stranger that's now one of my best friends introduced me to one of my favorite bands. They have a lot of songs, one that I listen to every day as I woke up. But let me share with you the most important quote I've ever heard. This might sound like a lot, but trust me. It says, "What's bound to happen will happen, but it's the order that's needed." Hard to believe that everything has an explanation. Luck is an outcome, but not an explanation. That's long, so let me repeat it again. They said that what's bound to happen is gonna happen. But it's the owner of his destiny who leaves nothing to chance. And although I find it hard to believe that everything has an explanation, luck is a reason, but not an explanation. This changed me. It made me realize that maybe powers weren't random things. The side on. Maybe destiny wasn't the one that's gonna decide what's front and center and what's left in the back. Left among a random soccer match nobody gonna remember and some award shows we're all gonna forget in 2 years. Maybe it was up to me to decide what's gonna be front, what I'm gonna read about. Thus, inevitably for writing. I edit and I write almost daily. It somehow became my escape. Somehow, I started to publish God's Times, what's important to me, and not to some random group of people I barely know. Maybe to me, this week, it's important to know to meet new people, to re-encounter with my friends. And maybe it's not important to think what comes next. What do I have to do when I get back home? What am I going to eat in the next 36 hours? Maybe today, and just for today, I can focus on this talk, my friends, and what I truly care about. Don't worry, not all prints go the way they're supposed to. Maybe you spelled something wrong. Maybe the picture isn't what you imagined. And just maybe it isn't your rest edition. But don't worry, like newspaper have done, and we always do, we'll run the whole edition tomorrow. And maybe this time the cover will look a little bit nicer. There'll be less grammatical mistakes. And maybe today it's one for the ICAFs. One you will remember forever. Thank you very much.